We can always edit it. Yeah, okay, so.
Alright.
Hello, my name is Arham Alam.
And my name is Manu John.
And this is Swamp Talk, where we swamp the talk and talk the swamp. Today, Manu, what are we discussing?
So today we're going to be talking about suicide prevention and depression in general. So at least me, I don't know if you guys know, this girl called Natasha Havanor. She goes to our school. She's currently a senior. And she.
Yeah, I call her that too, you know? Yeah.
Natasha Havanor.
Yeah.
Just Natasha, but like, she released her
YouTube. Natasha Nosh.
No.
Okay.
So she released
a
YouTube video about suicide prevention and depression, and it was really inspiring, and I just think that it's important to have a conversation on the subject because it's really pressing to our generation, and also since we're in high school, it's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I don't know if I know anyone personally that's done it, but I've heard stories. It's not good.
I've never had, like, at least me personally, I've never had anyone, like, close to me or just, like, anyone in general that I know who's done it, but I know so many people who deal with depression on a daily basis and who talk about it, and it's just a constant struggle, and...
Yeah. Now, like, I just kind of wonder, you know, I guess, not necessarily, because I can understand what drives you to it, but like, what pushes you from like considering it to actually considering doing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a difference. Like, you like maybe consider it. Like, you're kind of like losing. No, is this still on?
Yeah.
Where, like, you'd consider, like, it's maybe like, just it's like in there, you know, just like a thought. But then, like, when that thought starts becoming reality, when you start like maybe planning, I don't know.
It's probably like. Like, for me, like, I've dealt
with... We should, like, talk to a psychologist about this, honestly, because they actually know the stuff about
it. We're not saying that we're a psychologist. Yeah. We're just talking from our personal experiences and, like, what we've heard from friends. That's how we're, like, diagnosing.
And just trying to understand the issue as a whole.
I think, like, the difference is that, like, for, like, when you're suicidal, it's, like, a continued, like, depression. It happens, like, on a daily basis, and you also probably don't have a lot of people. Like a large support system.
But I mean, then again, I heard, like, depression, like, the definition of it is, like, is a constant state of sadness.
Yeah.
That occurs, like, for, I think, 2 weeks or more? I may be wrong. You'd probably have to look that up. But, it just, like, what? It's, like, very prolonged.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, today's, like, a pretty crappy day. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Just go to sleep. Sleep it off.
Yeah.
It's more like, it's just there. It's lingering.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like calculus last year. That was a bad
That was a very
but, yeah.
bad. No.
It's okay.
At least for me, like, I can talk about it from, like, a personal perspective. Like, I get, like, depression's, like, something that, like, I think we all deal with. And I think the reason that, like, people feel that they're alone when they're suicidal is because that in society we all have masks on and we don't really... We're not very, like, we're a very closed-off society in terms of, like, being authentic to who we are and, like, what we're experiencing. People, like,
I mean,
try...
Sorry to interrupt, but, like, if we compare ourselves to, like, other societies, like, I know, like...
I just mean society broadly. Like, it's
like,
not,
like, in
not
society,
specifically American
like, well,
society.
Like, if we, like, compare ourselves, like, compare, like, American society to, like, Indian society, there's probably a better conversation going on in the United States.
Yeah, in terms of
maybe.
Depression and suicide. Yeah.
Yeah. I would think so.
I
don't
would agree. In terms
or like
of
maybe like for example in China, like have you seen like those like Chinese worker buildings? They've installed nets to catch people.
Really?
Yeah, just because people are so freaking tired of like working there that legit they and so depressed about their situation.
Yeah.
That they legit jump out of buildings and so. Company started installing these nets on their buildings because like everything's owned by the company if I'm not mistaken,
for sure.
so in order to make sure that they just don't die. So I mean
I think
compared to other places we're having we still need to improve what we're doing on the conversation. But I think we've done
Do think our conversation in terms of talking about like suicide depression is much more developed, but like for me, like the prime example is like a lot of East Asian and societies like Japan, the suicidal rates over there are like really scary because of the high competition in terms of education, the workforce,
that's true.
And that has such a high suicide rate over there. So in terms of that, I think that like we're more about that's in terms of the conversation. But I still think that we can get to a really better place, because I think society broadly, we have this conceptualization that everyone is, at least like from one person's perspective, they have like a conceptualization that like everyone is living like a really good life. When what we put on things like social media are just like one side of you, a really like positive side, and it like negates all the things that we other that people deal with on a daily basis, like suicide and depression, because we just generally don't talk about it in society, so it makes people feel left out.
Yeah,
and that's part of the reason why.
You know, I actually started around, but what I kind of wonder is what? I don't even know what I'm thinking. Was this like frequent before, or like relevant before? Like why? Like I mean, I bet suicides probably were. They were like, I guess somewhat talked about maybe, or like the frequency of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like now it's like it's just like in society, it's like ingrained in a sense that like, yeah, like suicide's an unfortunate part of life.
Yeah.
Like it's a part of the American life, but it's not like it like just came out of nowhere. It's got to come from somewhere. I'm pretty sure this probably has happened before, but like, or if it hasn't, why now, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's not like, sure, we have a more interconnected world with social media and the internet, stuff like that. But with the stress of our lives, I mean, sure, we have stress now, but there's probably stress before.
Yeah. I looked at a couple of statistics, and like generally in terms of like suicide, in terms of the United States, it's been constantly growing over the years. There are a couple of interesting trends in terms of like gender variation and like age differences, but it's been growing.
Yeah.
And it was definitely always there. It's just that it feels like right now it's much more frequent.
Yeah.
And I guess why? Why do you think it's more? Do you think there's like one prime factor in terms of your life, or
no? Probably not. In terms of mine, I'm not sure, but I think it's just because I don't know. I have no clue. I mean, it's just it's really a weighted question.
Yeah,
you know?
I definitely agree.
It's so multifaceted that like there's no one way to deduce it.
I know before this we were talking about like the competitive nature of today's modern economy and just society in general. So maybe that's it. Because like I know like for us, like we both are high school students, so in terms of like where we're like pressurized to have certain grades to fit certain stereotypes, at least for me.
Sure, maybe, but like I mean this had to have existed before. I mean, I don't think, like...
I can pull it up. Oh, like, over here.
No, but, like, you're talking about, like, how grades and things like that, those are, like, those produce your type of stress, sure. If they do, they do. But, like,
Oh, this is actually interesting. I pulled up a graph by Quick Stats, and it's from 1975 to 2015.
It's like,
and the suicide rate is actually... It's not really that much higher now, like, in terms of, like, deaths per 100,000 people, like, per 100,000 people in a population.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really changed that much. It's actually quite constant. So I guess the reason why there are more suicides is because the population generally has gotten bigger. It's actually kind of interesting.
Maybe.
In terms of, like, breaking down the reason why for it.
Yeah. Again, there's just no way to deduce it.
Yeah,
I think it's mostly just caused by just, I don't know. I know it's like sometimes I like just feel like a failure for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I just don't feel like I've done enough.
I guess it's
I
like the beauty
more.
Of life, you know? Like, there are like a lot of obstacles you face, and like there are many times you fall down, but like it's all about perseverance and just like getting back up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you build character, and that's how you grow as a person. Because for me, it was like when I moved from 8th grade from California. Like when I first moved, like I had no friends when I was over here, and that like brought me to like the months that I was in middle school over here. I was actually I would say I was in a state of depression. That was probably the only time in my life that I actually faced depression. And since I had no friends, it was just generally really hard for me, because since I was in such a low state, it made me very, like, not social. So I just didn't have it in me to try making friends at that time. I was trying to put on a face that I was, like, that I was fine, but it was really hard. And then, like, over the summer, I realized that I needed to try harder. I needed to keep on, like, giving my best and making friends. And I tried through 9th grade and 10th grade, and then I made a lot of friends and... relatively, and I now have
relatively.
And now I have, like,
yeah, you have a good friend group.
Yeah, I have a good friend group, I think. And
would I maybe call them toxic? Sometimes. But
like, it's just about, like, not giving up. And I it's obviously, like,
let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sure. So that summer, what changed for you? Like, I understand. Oh, Satasha. Okay, well, whatever.
Coincidence, yes.
Yeah. No, that summer, what actually changed for you, though? You can say, like, you can say, like, oh, okay, well, I decided my mindset altered. But, like, there's probably something that caused your mindset to alter. You know what I mean?
I don't know if the right word to describe it is my mindset altering. I just think that, like, okay, so when I first moved into in eighth grade, like, it was in the middle of 8th grade, and that meant that, like, middle school had already begun, like, 2.5 years prior. So people already had established friendships.
Sure.
So I think the reason, if I'm being honest, that I made more friends was that when you move into high school, people don't have as established friendships because people are still trying to figure out their lives. And that gave me the opportunity to make new friends, and then, like, finding which friends that I clicked with the most and going on from there. But I could have definitely given up, became an extrovert. Introvert, but I just kept trying. And even now, like I characterize myself as an introvert, but, like, I try, like, every day, trying to be more extroverted, trying to be more social. And I think, like, I've just grown. Like, if I look like me now versus me, like, last year, I've grown a lot. And that's why I'm much more active in the student, like, in the student body, in clubs, because I just keep pushing myself to be as the best version of myself that I can be. And I know that sounds, like, really artificial, but, like, I do
think... kind of corny.
And really corny, but, like, I do think that, like, if you push yourself, it does work.
Yeah.
What about you?
What's good for you? Well, for me, I mean, you kind of know what I had to go through. I mean, I switched schools a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Came from South Dakota, middle of nowhere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
Well, you probably told me.
Yeah, I've told you that multiple times.
I don't have a really good
memory. Moved to Georgia. That's okay. I don't care. Moved to a couple schools. I switched between 6th and 7th grade from a public school to a private school. Then I came back to the public school system, to the high school we go to now.
Yeah.
And, I think I struggled a little bit to get some friends. But I think... I don't know. I think I was pretty cocky in middle school, honestly speaking. So...
Yeah,
we're going. I guess I kind of made friends that way.
Cocky?
Not necessarily cocky. It's just being talkative. Because, like, I think what really got me out of my shell was because I got out of my shell, fortunately, a bit when I was a bit younger. Well, mainly through Boy Scouts, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll admit. Because that really, like, Boy Scouts really taught me leadership and how to be more sociable with people. So I think through that, it, like, transformed me into a new person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, for example, that's why, like, my nephews, for example, they're Cub Scouts now. Because their dad saw what Boy Scouts did to me.
Yeah.
That it turned me from, like, this really quiet kid to being this, like, outgoing kid that likes to go backpacking and hiking and do all this stuff. Backpacking and hiking are the same thing, but, you know, you get the point. But I think that's the main thing. And I guess maybe cockiness wasn't the one thing that necessarily helped that, but I think it was definitely Boy Scouts for me.
Yeah, I guess I was a little late in the game. For me, like, I hadn't really developed myself.
Catch up.
I really hadn't developed myself in terms of, like, when I reached high school. But for me, like, I guess the biggest thing, like, even though I, like, quit the activity, would be debate.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I did it for 2 years, and I was so quiet freshman year, but, like, it's not, I don't even know what debate did. Maybe it was just that, like from the first debate round, when I was really nervous, to just, like, standing over there and, like, giving my first speech. And then, like, till the end of, like, sophomore year, when, like, I was much more comfortable with it. It just, like, made me...
What was your last tournament?
It was curious. Oh, it wasn't the end of sophomore year. It was the like beginning of second semester.
Well, but I still like, judge. UGA?
No, it was Samford.
Oh, Samford. Because I remember my last competition was Woodward.
Yeah, Nash.
Was us and. Let's just off on a high note, so that's good.
Yeah, let's good note. Mine's not so much. The record it was kind of funny. It was a downhill sophomore year. Most people get better for us, but it just
actually you all did pretty good. No,
for like
I broke for a couple times, but that's besides the point. That's policy. Don't listen to debate policy.
Yeah, and then student council too. I think student council's helped me grow. Like now that I'm like an officer, I feel like I can like I just feel more socially. You know, like having more of a role in like the student body, like trying to be. It just, I don't know, like, the purpose and everything, it just, like, gives more meaning to
definitely. Life. Definitely. You know? Yeah.
But...
Man, where do we even go?
Yeah. This is more of our personal, like, story.
Yeah.
But, like, if... I just think, like, I obviously, like, I'm privileged in the sense that I haven't, like, faced... It's not even... This, like, it's, like, the tip of the iceberg. I know people have, like, faced much, much worse, and I really understand that, but...
Yeah,
I just think that, like, I truly believe that, like, life has an intrinsic value, and that... No matter what, like, if you just keep pushing yourselves, you'll be in a better place if you're, like, if you're really struggling. And
yeah, I mean, my only issue with that statement, Manu, it's not really much of an issue. You have a good point. It's just, the problem is everyone says that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it will only get better from here. And I always hear that. And I'm like, does it? Does it really? It's
like, for me, like,
I mean,
I like, at least when I'm talking about it, I'm talking about,
I mean,
like,
sometimes it may be this, but, like,
at least, like, for me, like, where I was in 8th grade to where I am now, I just, like, feel much better as a person. And if I gave up, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I am now. But I kept pushing myself, and I reached there. And I genuinely mean that. I know that's what, like, literally everyone says. But, like, I do think that, like, there is some truth to that, even though, like, it may be exaggerated.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, for me, like, last year, for example, I had a pretty difficult last year. Last year was very difficult. I have to admit. That was... Not a good year. I wasn't in a good state, to say the least. It's just, because I felt like there's just this constant... Well, yeah, sure, that. But, like, there's just, like, this constant pressure.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't get off. It's almost as if, like, I wouldn't say, like, meningitis. But it's, like, it's just... I felt like my, like, everything was just inflamed. That nothing could just go down. There's just so much pressure. It's like, how do you even get out of the situation?
I don't know.
Until the school year ends. It's like, done.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, it just continues from there. And, like, I have to admit, I was in a bad spot. How I got out, I'm still trying to figure out. And to be frank, I don't know if I have completely.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm still, but, like, what I've kind of come to understand is that, I guess a lot of what roots, a lot of our pains and struggles kind of root from, I guess, maybe some of society's expectations of us.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, it's just our own expectation of us, maybe sometimes, or I honestly don't know. And so what I say to that is that, sure, I mean, maybe not necessarily lower your expectations, but, like, just don't expect anything. If you, like, I mean, sometimes you can. But I've started to adopt the idea that you just shouldn't expect anything from anyone, or, like, even from yourself sometimes.
I don't know about that. I don't know. At least for
maybe.
Me, I think expectations are quite important, because, like, it's
sometimes
a standard.
They are, well, yeah, sure. Like, no, not in all instances. But, I mean, it's just because what you're essentially doing to yourself is that you're sometimes setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah, for sure.
And until you get to the point where you can calibrate your expectations to something that's reasonable. Like, sometimes, like, I have very unreasonable ones.
Yeah.
Because I just never knew what my limits were. Where my capabilities were. Like, what my interests were. I learned a lot about that last year. And maybe I should take that back. Not necessarily set your... Don't set... If you don't know what your limitations are, or if you haven't picked it yet, I mean, I guess... You could set expectations. Sometimes maybe you shouldn't, you know, especially when you
I agree with the sense where, like, I feel that people shouldn't be so hard on themselves. Like, even if you don't, like, reach your expectations, you just gotta keep fighting, because there's, like, if you do want to reach your, like, succeed in terms of like reaching your expectations, you can give up. Like if you don't meet it in the time frame that you've set, you can't just give up. You just have to keep on like going until you finally reach it. So I for me at least, I think that expectations really do matter because it creates a standard. But I do agree in the sense that like you shouldn't be so hard on yourselves because it just destroys the purpose of like trying, and trying is really important to like meeting like future expectations. But
and I think we have to understand too is that we have to accept that you're going to be in the state one way or another.
Yeah.
Like, honestly speaking, there's almost no way, I don't know how you would avoid it.
Yeah.
So realize that, like, for the most part, most if not everyone goes through it.
Yeah.
It's just the thing you gotta do, I guess, yourself. What would it be? I don't really know. It's more just learning about yourself. Realizing that, okay, let's try something else new. Or what you could do is, I don't know.
No, I do really like what you said about expectations, because I think that's, like, really important, because maybe that's the reason why the general, like, trend has been, like, increased, like, suicides among teens. I think it's that, like, society just creates these expectations. It puts you in boxes based on stereotypes. And I've personally dealt with that, with certain stereotypes of what people think who I am. And, just, like, certain stereotypes. And because you're put in these boxes, it makes you, like, it makes you conform to these expectations. And when you don't, society pressures you. And I think that, like, I know I'm kind of being vague over here with all these, like, flowery language, but, like,
yeah, you sound like a policy debate right now.
Yeah, like, look what debate taught me. It's
not exactly like that.
But, yeah, I think it's those expectations. It makes it really hard on individuals, but people need to know that, like, those expectations don't define you. You get to decide what defines you, and I found, like, activities that, like, I feel define me, like, different things that, like, I'm interested in, and that's where I am, at least right now, so.
Good for you, Maya.
Thank you. I we're not trying to laugh about the situation, we're just, I don't know.
No, I am. This is...
okay.
It's just, like, for me, was actually also helped, too, and I just, it kind of, like, reminded me now is humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what I like to watch sometimes is the Comedy Central stand-ups. Like, it's just a bunch of stand-up comedians just in front of a camera just telling jokes. And they're really funny.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just gotta find something that's just gonna light up your day just a little bit. Like, even if it's for, like, 5 minutes, just find something that you enjoy. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, your passion project. Like, this podcast is for us, or at least for me. I don't know about you, Manu. But,
I love this podcast.
Okay, never mind, sorry. It doesn't necessarily have to be a passion project or something like that. It can just be something that you just sit back, relax, enjoy. You know what I mean? Like, it could be Netflix, YouTube, whatever you need it to be. Just be that. So, yeah. Anything else to add, Manu? While you're distracted.
I'm trying to get something open. So, but I will say that, like, in terms of, like, I get that, like, one is that it's really important. I think one of the reasons that, like, suicide generally happens is that, like, it's the fact that people don't have a strong, just, like, friend groups, like, people to fall back on. And I think that's really important that people have that. Because...
Is that the case?
I think it's really important that you have, like, a group, like...
Yeah,
when,
maybe, yeah.
Like, if you have, like, a problem that you're facing, it's really important that you have, like, someone to, like, talk to. Because, like, for me, like, when I moved into 8th grade, it was really important to me. I don't know what I would have done without my family. Because, like, it's what held me together when I didn't have friends at the time. And it's really important to have those people. And even, and I think most of the people who do end up, like, taking their own lives, they feel that they don't have those people. And there are people out there, like, if anyone wants to talk to me, and just, like, generally, like, there are people you can, like, lean back on. And it's really important just to talk to someone about, like, your circumstances, because, like, just talking to them, like, makes it, like, a whole lot better. When I think about it, I won't, like, name specific people, but, like, I know a lot of people who cut themselves because they're in such a bad place for so many different reasons. But it's just like talking to them is really important because it helps. And like if your friend needs help, it's important for you to get help. And I've faced situations like that. It's really hard to break your friend's trust when they give you something that is confidential. But it's really important that your friend's health, safety, and mental, like just mental health generally, is in a good place, because that's really important. And I think that's a really important priority to your friendship. So
yeah, I mean, like, I guess sometimes like the least you can do is just be there. I know I've sometimes had to be there for some people, and I'm happy to do that, honestly. It's just because I know that they're my people, essentially.
Your people?
Well, I guess, well, yeah, kind of. Like, I don't necessarily feel, like, responsible. I mean, I guess in a sense, I kind of do. I don't know. Because, like, I know I had a friend of mine. I, like, promised him a couple years ago I'd, like, look out for him. Now, he didn't commit suicide, but, fortunately. But he, I don't know, he kind of went off the rails, I think, in my opinion. And I kind of blame myself for that. I mean, I don't completely blame myself, because I know that given my involvement in his life, I don't know if I could be able to make much of an impact.
Yeah.
But just knowing that I maybe could have done something to help him kind of irks me. You know what I mean?
It wasn't suicide, was it?
No, it wasn't. But, like, I feel that, I mean...
No, like, I get what you mean.
He could have got, like, just because of that incident, I'm like, no, I got to look out for as many people as I can. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That, like... that if I could just help one person by just, like, even, like, the slightest thing, just, like, just talking to them, or just holding their hand, it's like, okay, I'll do that any day, anytime, like, just anytime.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I totally agree with that, like,
yeah.
Especially, like, with my friends, like, there have been so many instances where, like, so many things have happened to, like, just to, like, different friends of mine, like, I obviously can't, like, specify the name, but, like, I had a really close friend of mine who was sexually assaulted, and it's just, like, hard, like, especially in that case, it was in things of, like, it was in context of how she, like, blamed herself for the situation, and it's just, it's really important that you're, like, as a friend, that you show empathy, and you're, like, you're there to support them, because, like, it was, for her, it was a really hard time. Like, just figuring out, like, how her role was in it. Like, was it her fault? And, like, obviously, I didn't believe it was her fault. Like, I really hated the person who did it. Because I obviously, like, sided with my friend. But I just think it's important to, show empathy. And, like, just listen. Because it could change the world for someone if you just, like, listen. And for me, it was my family. Because they were there for me. And it just, it gave me... Like, it was probably one of the only reasons that, like, I wasn't, like completely, like, depressed.
Yeah. I just realized, too, like, I guess when a situation like this arises, or when you get into a predicament that causes you to fall into this, they realize it's not your fault. It's really not your fault. No one would intentionally cause themselves to fall into this situation. And even if you accidentally fall into this situation, there's no need for you to blame yourself or blame someone else. I mean, it helps you to blame someone else. Fine, do it. But I think it's best that you... don't play the blame game, because that only exasperates the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't help anyone. I think, really, in the end of the day, all you gotta do is, you gotta accept, yes, this is a fact of life, but not only can you persevere, but you can accept the pain and realize that, and try to grow with it. It'll take time. This is not immediate. That's one thing we want to specify. None of this is immediate. It takes a very long time. It's unfortunate, honestly. It's really unfortunate, but it takes time.
And it's really important to take that time to, like, work on yourself to get you to a better place. And I think with that, like, it's already been 30 minutes. But, like, one important thing is that, like, if you've been struggling or you know that someone is struggling, there is a lifeline, like, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And it's 1-800-273-8255. And it's, I think it's, like, a 24-hour lifeline.
Yeah, 24-hour.
And if you don't have anyone... like, it's there as an option to just, like, it's there as an option, and it's good you take it, because it's really important. Life is really, like, there's so many experiences that you could, like, make, and there's so many, like, joyous things that you'll, and hardships that you'll face, but it's all worth it, at least for me, like, when I talk about it, like, in perspective of my life, so, with that, like, we do, if you have, like, any questions, any comments, and, like, stuff you want to, like, future topics you want us to address, we have an email, talkswamp.com.
It's talkswamp@gmail.com.
And then we have Instagram, which is
swamp_talk_.
And
that's our Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, that's our Instagram. And with that, I think
we can sign off. I mean, I don't really have anything else.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to also watch us on YouTube. We're actually filming this right now on my phone.
For the first time.
Yeah, for the first time ever. The lighting's horrible, and I don't know about the audio.
Oh,
but
we gotta turn on the lights.
Yeah, it's okay. It's too long. It's already too late. So it's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's fine. Right. But yeah, signing off now. See you next week. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.